Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moving Faith with Reverend Green.
Reverend Green Covington is the associate pastor of the...
This is Mighty Men of Valor, with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Faith Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Mighty Man of Valor show this afternoon. I'm your host, Elder Cleveland Howell III, and we just want to tell the Lord thank you tonight for his goodness and for his mercy. God has been so good to each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, and we need to take the time out daily to tell the Lord how much we love him and how much we're so thankful for all that he's doing and all that he's done. Amen. So let's begin the show tonight with prayer, as always. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, O God, for another day, for another opportunity, Heavenly Father, to come boldly before your throne of grace. Lord, we love you, and we need you, O God. Lord, we can't make it without you. We're nothing without you, Jesus. So I pray right now, O God, that you touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our souls, oh God. Help us, Lord, to get to the place, oh God, where you would have us to be, oh God. Get to the place, oh God, where that you would be pleased with our lives. Father, we pray for our unsaved loved ones, oh God. Father, we pray for those who don't know you as their personal Savior, oh God. Lord, we just ask and pray that your will and your way be done, Lord, in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we need you. Lord, we love you so much, O God. We just ask and pray that you would search our hearts, O God. Lord, that you would search our minds, O God, that you would help us to be the people, O God, who thirst and who hunger after your righteousness, O God. Lord, I pray right now for a special anointing tonight, O God. I pray that a soul be converted tonight, O God. I pray that someone will say, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, we pray, Lord, that your word will go forth and that it won't return unto thee void, oh God. Father, we pray for the backslider tonight. We pray for the homemonger tonight. We pray for the homosexual tonight, oh God. We pray for all of those who have gone astray and those who don't know you as their personal Savior, Lord, because it's because of you, God, that we live and that we move and that we have our being is nothing of our own. So help us to be mindful of that, O God, that it's all about you. So we thank you for all the things that you're going to do and all the things that you've already done for each and every one of our lives. Now, Lord, help us to walk uprightly before you, O God. Help us to have a pure heart. Help us to have a clean mind, O God. Lord, so that we can be the salt of the earth. Lord, remind us, God, that nothing changes salt, but everything that salt comes in contact with, it changes. So we pray, Lord, that we will be world changers for you, O God. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We want to welcome you once again to the Mighty Man of Valor show. Amen. And as I was at work this morning reading my Bible, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what will you have me to share this evening? Amen. I need a word from you today, oh God. And the Lord gave me something tonight. Amen. Turn with me if you have your Bibles. You're going to need something tonight. You're going to need your Bible. You're going to need a pen or a pencil. And you're going to need some paper, amen, because we're going to go for a spiritual ride tonight, amen. I'm not talking about the luxury car that you may have a desire to have or one that you may have. That's not what we're riding in, amen. We're riding in the Holy Ghost limousine tonight, amen. And we're going to ride from coast to coast and from state to state and from city to city tonight, amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me, amen, to Hebrews. Amen. And let's see, what does the Lord do tonight? Amen. He's always up to something wonderful. And we just want to be in his presence. Amen. Hebrew chapter 12. Amen. And we're going to look at two scriptures tonight. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And the Bible says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, amen, despising shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Well, our sermon title for this evening is, what have you been looking for? Amen. What have you been looking for? A lot of folk in this world and under the sound of my voice, some of you have been looking for a husband. Some of you have been looking for a wife. Some men may have been looking for another man. Some woman may have been looking for another woman. But I came to let someone know tonight, in order to get to the place where God will have you to be, in order to be in right standings with Jesus, in order to have all the blessings and all the things that God has designed for your life, you have to look to Jesus. Oh, yeah, many times in life we have looked at our families, we have looked at our parents, we have even looked at the coworkers on our job, thinking that people are able to help us, that people are able to do things for us. But let me share with you tonight, can't nobody do you like Jesus. So as we find the Hebrew writer here in this text, he's letting us know about, he's reminding us of those who were in the hall of faith, amen, back in the 11th chapter. And the Hebrew writer is saying, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed, we are surrounded, y'all, with so great a cloud of witnesses. See, people are looking at your life right now. They are praying for you. They are cheering you on, hoping that you run this race, hoping that you cross the finish line, hoping that you're able to receive your crown of glory. And he's saying, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, he said, let us lay aside every weight. And the reason why some of us will never cross the finish line, the reason why some of us keep stumbling and keep falling is because sin is dragging you down. Amen. And you'll never be able to be swift. You'll never be able to be fast. You'll never be able to cross the finish line in the time that's allowed, because sin is hindering your life. Hey? Amen. And you wonder, what is going on? What is happening? Why am I not on fire for the Lord? Why have I became slack? Why have I took my eyes off the cross? Why am I listening to all of this foolishness? It's because sin is hindering you. Amen. And you're not able to run this Christian race. See, the Christian race is just like a marathon. Amen. It's not a swift race. It's a lifetime marathon. We are running day by day, looking unto Jesus. It's something about those who run, something about those who race. Their eyes and their mind is focused on the goal line. Amen. And as we walk this Christian life, our eyes are focused on Jesus so that we can get that ultimate gift, that crown of life, that eternal glory. Amen. But he says, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. He says, let us lay aside every weight. Sometimes you got to cut some folk off. Sometimes you got to leave some things alone. He says, every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. Then he says, and let us run with patience. Amen. The race that is set before us. Christ has set a race before us. And the only way that we're going to be able to get there, we got to lay aside some stuff. We got to push the plate aside. We got to cut some folk loose. We have to be looking unto Jesus. But I want to ask you something. Let's go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians real quickly. I want to ask you a question tonight. A lot of you have been running this race for a mighty long time. But I want to ask you something here in Galatians. Help me, Lord. Amen. Galatians. Amen. Just hold on a minute. Galatians 5. Let's go to Galatians 5. And I want to ask you a personal question tonight. Galatians 5, verse 7. And the Bible says, ye did run well. Amen. But who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Amen. Somebody has hindered you. Somebody is in your way. Somebody has said it's okay to smoke. Somebody has said it's okay to drink. Somebody said it's okay for you to be a man and in love with another man. Somebody has told you it's okay, but they have hindered you. Amen. They have took your focus off of Jesus, and that's why you can't run this race. Amen. He says, who did, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? The reason why you should, the reason why so many of you are hindered is because you're not being taught or you're not listening to the truth. Amen. When you know the truth, you and when you place it deep in your heart, nothing will hinder you. Nothing will be able to separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing will be able to persuade you, amen, from doing something that's opposite, amen, of living a holy, godly life for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why he says, lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run. You can't run when you're bogged down. You can't run when there's foolishness in your back and in your front pockets. Amen. You'll always be hindered. But he says, you did run well. You started off running for Jesus. You started on fire. You ran that first 4 years very quickly. But what happened? You did run well. You did have that stride. You did have that upper movement. You had all the things done right. But what got in the way? Took your eyes off of Jesus. And as I was at work today, the Lord, he was reminding me that he would keep us. He says there in Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah 26 and 3. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah. The Lord said that he would keep us. See, that's another reason why you're not able to run this race, is because you're not letting Christ keep you. He says here in Isaiah 26 and 3, he says here, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. He says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Christ will give you strength to run this race, but you got to keep your mind stayed on him. So while you're running, your mind and your eyes are focused on the prize. They're focused on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll keep you, but do you have a desire to be kept? A lot of folks say they love Jesus. A lot of folks say that they want to be all that Christ will have them to be, but they don't want to be kept. Christ will keep you from anything. Whatever this world brings your way, whatever this world has to offer in its sinful nature, Christ will keep you. But you have to have a mindset. You have to be willing that I won't let anything separate. Nothing will get in the midst of my relationship with Jesus. That's the only way that we're going to be able to run this race. The only way. Your mind is stayed on God morning, noon, and night. No matter what you face, no matter what you go through, no matter what they say at the workplace, no matter how they act in the home, no matter how they act in this world, Christ will keep you if you keep your mind stayed on him. So I need to ask you, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? The Hebrew writer lets us know, There are so many people watching us run this Christian race. And the only way that we're going to make it is that we got to lay aside every weight and these sins which do so easily. Look at that, which do so easily. See, sin will easily disqualify you from running this race. Amen. It will disqualify you. You won't even qualify for the prize, that gift of eternal life. You won't even qualify. Why? Because you're living a life of sin. Amen. So we got to remove it. We got to lay it aside. We got to get it out of our life. We got to purge our systems. Amen. We got to get it out of us so that we can run this race with patience. Amen. Then he goes on. He says, looking unto Jesus, in order to run this race, in order to win this race, in order to be the man and woman of God that God has called you to be, you got to keep focus on Jesus. He says, looking unto Jesus. Amen. Why? Because he's the author, amen, and the finisher of our faith. He's Alpha and he's Omega. Amen. There's nothing else but Jesus. You want to run this race. You want to be all that God has designed for you to be. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your heart stayed on Jesus so that nothing will be able to easily beset you. Nothing will be able to get in your way. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, amen, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So let me share this with you. If you want to run this race, if you want to get to the place where Christ has in store for you, there's some things that you got to do. Yeah, we know we got to lay aside these ways. We know we got to lay aside folk who don't mean it's no good, but I want to give you some pointers tonight. You need to write these down now. Number one, in order to run this race, you got to be striving for the prize. Amen. You have to have in your heart, no matter what it takes, no matter what I go through, I'm going to gain this prize. You got to be striving for the prize. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9:24. And the Bible says this, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. You got to strive, man. You got to press toward them. You got to know that nobody is going to beat you running this race. Amen. Yeah, because there's many running, but there's so many who are going to be hindered. There are so many who got sin in the front pocket, in the back pocket, and in the pocket that you hold your coins in. Amen. And they can't run because they're hindered. He says, know ye not that they which run in a race, run all of them run, but one receiveth the prize. So let me ask you tonight, will you be that one? Will you be that one who will keep their eyes focused on Jesus so that you can win this prize of eternal life? Amen. Will you be the one? He says, but one receiveth, amen, the prize. So run that you may obtain it. Amen. But not only that, don't let people hinder you, like we said there in Galatians 5 and 7. But secondly, there's some things that you have to do. You have to strip for the contest. No, I'm not talking about taking off your clothes. I'm not talking about running naked. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And let's look at verse 7. Amen. He said, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself, rather ungodliness. He says, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Amen. You got to get yourself prepared for that home stretch. Amen. Get your body ready. Get your mind ready. Get your heart ready. Amen. Not only this, but looking unto Jesus will also help you grow. What will it help you grow in? It will help you grow in fruitfulness. Amen. Your life will be bearing fruit while you're running this race. Amen. Let's go. Let's go to 2 Corinthians once again, chapter 9. Once again, and let's look at verse 10. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. You will grow in fruitfulness when you're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Amen. You'll be full of fruit. Amen. You'll be all that God would have you to be. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong scripture. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. Thank you, Lord. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Amen. It will increase the fruit of your righteousness when you're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Not only that, but it will help you grow into the characteristics of Christ. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and verse number 15. Amen. Ephesians 4. Looking unto Jesus will help you grow and to develop into the characteristics of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. See, when we have our minds and our eyes looking and focused on Jesus, he says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him all things, which is the head, even Christ. When we are looking to Jesus, we will grow up into him. We will have those characteristics, what? And we'll be able to speak the truth and stop lying, stop pacifying folk who are doing wrong, but you'll be able to speak the truth in love. Amen. Third one here. Not only that, but looking unto Jesus will help you grow into the love of Christ. Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians. And let's look at chapter 3. Amen. It'll help you grow into the love of Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12. And the Bible says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one towards another and towards all men, even as we do towards you. Amen. Our Lord and Savior is letting you know that when you're looking unto him, when you're focused on Jesus, when your heart and your mind has a purpose on, I want to do God's will, I want to be all that God has had me to be, you will grow, you will develop in his love. Amen. He says, and the Lord make you to increase, amen, and abound in love, one towards another, and towards all men, even as we do towards you. Apostle Paul was letting them know that, hey, man, if you stay focused on Jesus, amen, the Lord will make you to increase and abound in love one towards another and towards all men. It doesn't matter what color they are, what nation they're from, how they look, how they speak. When you have that right relationship with Jesus, you'll love all men. Amen. You won't have a respecter of person. Amen. But you will love everybody. And yes, it's hard. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. Sometimes we have to feel sorry for folk because they act so stupid, but you still gotta love them. Amen. In spite of their ignorance, in spite of their stupidity, you still have to love them. Why? Because God is love. And God is the only one who can make you to increase and abound in love one towards another and towards all men. That lets us know not your favorite person, amen, not your favorite couple, amen, what, towards all men, amen, even as we do towards you. Apostle Paul was letting us know, we love you too. We have set this example before you. It's the Lord Jesus who can make you do it. Amen. Then he goes on to that looking unto Jesus will help you grow unto perfection. Yes, it will. Let's go to Hebrew chapter 6. Amen. Verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal the judgment. And this will we do if God permit. See, when we're looking unto Jesus, he will take us, he will usher us unto perfection, but it's only through him. You can't do it on your own. It's only going to come through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's going to usher you. He's going to hold your hand. He's going to walk with you unto perfection. Amen. He says, listen now. He says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation. You don't need to lay nothing else down. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. He's already done it. He's already done it. This repentance, it will change the mind that causes one to turn away from sin and what? Useless rituals. Amen. Stop those traditions. Stop all that nonsense and just look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who can take us to where he wants us to be. Amen. That's who we get the directions from. That's who leads us and guides us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the only one who's going to usher you. Now, looking unto Jesus will help us grow through the word of God. Let's go. 1 Peter. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's look at verse 2. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. But look at this. Let's go to verse 1. Amen. Amen. Looking to Jesus will help you grow. Amen. Through the word. He says, wherefore, laying aside. Here we go again. You got to lay aside some stuff if you want to run this race. You got to lay aside some stuff if you want to look to Jesus. He said, wherefore, laying aside all malice, Stop it. And all guile, and all hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speaking. Before you can grow, before you can get to the place, before the word can resonate in your heart, you got to lay aside some stuff, man. He says, that if at first the Hebrew writer said, lay aside every weight and sin that easily obsesses. But here in 1 Peter, he reminds us. He says, if you want to grow, if you want to develop into the person that Christ will have you to be, look, you got to wherefore lay aside all malice. Lay it aside. Throw it away. Amen. Lay aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies. Don't be a hypocrite. Amen. You're not the judge. Jesus is the judge. And envies and all evil speaking. He says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. Amen. That ye may grow thereby. That's what's going to grow you. That's what's going to help you look unto Jesus. Amen. It's the word of God. He says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Verse 3, if so be ye have tasted, amen, that the Lord is gracious. That's why he said, oh, taste and see, amen, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts him. What have you been tasting, amen? Have you been tasting lemon juice? Have you been tasting vinegar? Or have you been tasting Jesus? Amen. He says, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You are precious in God's sight, but you can never be precious in God's sight when you're living and walking in sin. Amen. You can never get to that place. But God wants to do something great in your life. But what? You got to look to him. Look to him. Look to him for directions. Look to him for instructions. Look to him for every day. That's what he says. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. That's looking to him. That's at, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? What is it, Lord, that you want me to do? We got to look to Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way. But too many times in life, we're not looking to Jesus. We're looking to man. The Bible says, how can the blind lead the blind unless they both fall into the ditch? Someone needs to call a tow truck right now. Someone's listening tonight, they're in a ditch. You need a spiritual tow truck to pull you out the mire, to pull you out the sin, to pull you out the dirt that you're in, so that you can wipe your eyes off of that mire, of that mud and that miry clay, so that you can see Jesus. That's why the author says, looking unto, you got to lift your head up, man. You got to look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. No one else but him. No one else but him. That's the only way that we're going to make it, is that we got to keep looking to Jesus. But you know what? There are so many things hindering God's people in the church, outside the church, that you're not looking at Jesus, you're looking at each other. Amen. You're looking at each other. You're looking at the person next to you. You're looking at the person across to you. You're eye-boxing with folk. You're eye-boxing. You're looking to see who's doing what. You're eye-boxing. That's what's going on in the church, outside the church. That's why you can't see Jesus, because you're looking at too many other things distracting you from seeing the prize. And this is why Apostle Paul wrote here in Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 4. Amen. Well, there's some things that you need to put off, some things you need to put on, some things you need to put away. Amen. Let's go. Ephesians 4. He says here, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. See, God is calling you. He's calling you, but you can't walk right because you're not looking to Jesus. Amen. God has been calling you for a long time to walk in the vocation that he has designed for your life. But the reason why you can't walk straight is because you're not looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He says here in verse number 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. You got to put some effort behind this thing if you want to look unto Jesus. You have to, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Then he goes on into the third verse. He says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, that's why you need to highlight that. You need to write that on your bathroom mirror tonight. This is why there's no unity. This is why there's no peace. Because, first of all, you're not looking to Jesus. Secondly, he says, endeavoring to keep the unity, meaning you're putting an effort into it. You're putting some labor into it. You have a desire, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. That's the only way. God, he produced it. How did he produce this unity for us? When he died on the cross. Amen. Amen. Everything covered. Everything was taken care of so that we could be as one. Amen. Blood washed believers. Amen. Christ died for us, and Christ died for everything so that there will be unity amongst his people. But you have to endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We have a responsibility to keep that unity from being disrupted. So let me ask you, how are you keeping the unity of Christ from being disrupted? Amen. How are you keeping the unity of Christ from being disrupted? The only way that's going to happen is that you got to keep your eyes on Jesus so that you can focus on the characteristics of our Lord and Savior. That's the only way. There's no other way. And you have to put some effort in it. He said, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope, amen, of your calling. He said, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. Then he goes on here. He says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. Yes, he has given every one of us. But I want to share this with you. And in order to look unto Jesus, in order to stay focused on the things of God, there's some things that you need to put off. Let's go to verse 22. Amen. He says here, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. No wonder you can't see Jesus. No wonder you're not able to look. Why? Because you need to put off that former conversation. You need to put off that old man. That old man was looking at the Colt 45 bottle. That old man was looking at the Hennessy bottle. That old man was thinking about that OE 800. That's what the old man and that former conversation was nothing but trash. Amen. In order to look and see Jesus, you need to put it off. Put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt. No wonder you can't see Jesus, because you're corrupt. And in verse 23, in order to see Jesus, he says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Then he goes on into the second verse, and he says,
and be ye transformed, amen, by the renewing of your mind. That's why he said in Isaiah 26:3, that thou would keep him in perfect peace. Why? Whose mind is stayed on thee. When your mind is right, when you're able to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you can be renewed, amen. You can be restored. You can be the man and woman that God is calling for you to be, amen. He says there, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, then he says, and that ye put on. See, first you had to put off the old man. Now you can put on something. He said, and that ye put on the new man, amen, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, amen. The only way you can look unto Jesus, if you live in holy, if you live in righteous, if you have a pure, he says there in Matthew 5, he says, only the pure in heart shall see God. Is your heart pure tonight? That's the only way you'll be able to looking. That's the only way that you'll be able to look unto Jesus. Amen. Then he goes on here and says, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. True holiness. You know, time, no phony stuff. First, 25, he says, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Stop lying. You can't look under Jesus lying. You can't look under Jesus living a false life. You can't look under Jesus living unholy, living unrighteous. You just can't do it. You might as well sit down, repent, ask God for forgiveness so you can get your life right. That's the only way. You can do that tonight. He says here in verse 26, he says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In verse 26, he said, neither give place to the devil. Let him that steal no more. Amen. But rather, let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Verse 29, in order to look unto Jesus, he said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Now, most of you listen out here in the world thinking about, oh, you know, the cuss and everything. But no, when you backbite somebody, you're speaking corrupt. When you're talking about somebody, you're speaking corrupt. When you're lying on somebody, you're speaking corrupt. When you don't like somebody, you're speaking corrupt. Why? Because you don't have nothing good to say about them. Amen. That's the problem. That's the problem. Amen. Let no corrupt communication come out your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. That's what's wrong with the church today. That's what's wrong with God's people today. Who are you ministering to? Amen. Who are you are you edifying? Are you lifting up? Or are you kicking them on the ground? Are you talking dirt to them? Are you saying, what are you saying? How are you ministering to them? That's why they don't never come back. That's why they don't want to have nothing to do with you, because you ain't talking about nothing but trash. Amen. That's why. Amen. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. Verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. Many of you, you're grieving the Holy Spirit. Why? By having sin in your life, by having corrupt communication in your life. Amen. And it's not good. How can you say that you're filled with the Holy Ghost, that you're filled with the Holy Spirit, when your life is still full of sin, when your life is still full of corrupt communication? Amen, lights. How can it be? Amen. Then in verse 31, he says, let all bitterness, amen, and wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Just nasty. Verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. So Peter asked the question, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother? He said, 70 times 7. That's probably more than your lifespan. So that's the question that we need to ask ourselves tonight. Be tenderhearted. What did he say? And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. That's the only way that we can get to that place where Christ is pleased with our life. That's the evidence that we're staying focused on Jesus, that we're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's it. That's it. That's all I got tonight. That's all I got tonight. What are you looking for? What are you looking at? Is it Christ or is it the world? You know better than anybody else. You know better than anybody. But in order to get to the place where God would have us to be, we have to look to Jesus. We can't look to nobody. Can't nobody direct us like God. He said he is a son and a shield. He'll give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is waiting to bless you. But we need to ask ourselves, who am I looking to? Who do I get my directions from? Who am I listening to? Because the Hebrew writer says that we need to lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and run this race with patience. You can't run this race when you're being hindered by sin. It's just not going to happen. There's no way that you're going to get to the place where God will have you to be. It just ain't going to happen. I want to close with this. Galatians chapter 3. Then I'm sitting down. Amen. Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Who have bewitched you tonight? Abel. To look unto Jesus. It's a personal question, and only you have the answer. Only you have the answer. No one else has the answer but you tonight. God already knows, but he wants you to look to him for direction, for guidance, for understanding. Is there one tonight who wants to ask the Lord to forgive them, who wants to ask the Lord to help them so that they can look unto him? Is there one? I challenge you to leave without letting Christ lead and guide your life. It's just a matter of time. Time is running out. We're already in perilous times. We're already in the last days. But only you know what Christ needs to do for your life. So I challenge you tonight. Is there one who wants to pray? Just press one on your receiver, and we'll pray and ask God to have his way in your life. Is there one tonight who wants to say, I need to look unto you? I need my direction from you. I need my guidance from you. Is there one? Is there one?
Is there one tonight? Is there one tonight? Who wants Christ to have first place in their lives? Father in heaven, we come before you tonight, O God, with thanksgiving and with praise. Father, we thank you so much for all that you've done. Father, we pray for every individual, God, who don't know you as their personal Savior, God. We pray, Lord, that you would touch hearts. Lord, that you would touch minds. Lord, that you would just have your divine way. Lord, we need you tonight, oh God. We're nothing without you. We pray for the backslider. We pray for the one who keeps looking at the world and not looking at you. Lord, we thank you for your promises. Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your compassion. Lord, we thank you just for being God. Now have your way, Lord, whatever you see fit. We just pray, Lord, that your will and your way be done in our lives. So, Father, keep us, watch over us, lead us and guide us, God. By your Holy Spirit, Lord, I pray that you use us, whatever you want us to do, whatever you want us to say. Our hearts and our souls says amen, God. We thank you for being with us tonight on the Mighty Man of Valor Show. I pray that you'll come back with us next week, same place, same time. We love you. We thank God for you. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.